Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, August 12th. You'll be interested to know, 36 years ago, today, in 1988, American inventor Thomas Alva Edison made perhaps his most original discovery, the phonograph. His early recordings were made with indentations embossed into a sheet of tinfoil by a vibrating stylus. This invention marked a significant milestone in sound recording technology. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee to thigh-high swell from the southwest early on Monday, building slightly by afternoon. Mornings will be glassy, with light onshore winds less than 5 miles per hour. Afternoons will get bumpy, with winds shifting to onshore at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday's swell increases to waist to stomach high by afternoon, with similar wind conditions. Wednesday brings waist to chest high swell, with glassy mornings and bumpy afternoons. By Thursday, expect thigh to waist high swell from the south-southwest, with semi-glassy mornings and bumpy afternoons. Monday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean in the morning until 10 at 2 to 3 feet. Then conditions turn fair until sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 2.5-foot low tide, when the west-northwest swell is 1 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Monday will be 2.5 foot at 7 a.m. with a 4.5-foot high tide just before 3. This morning it's patchy fog and feels like 68 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:36 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:11. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m., then mostly sunny skies, with temperatures reaching near 80 and a light breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 p.m., mostly cloudy skies, with a low around 67. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Saturday, gradually clearing by mid-morning. Daytime highs will be in the upper 70s with light west winds. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s and fog returning late. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Walt Disney Company is set to invest $60 billion in new attractions, nearly doubling its spending over the next decade. At Disney California at Adventure Park, a new Avatar experience will be built, inspired by Avatar, The Way of Water. Disneyland will commemorate its 70th anniversary with a show featuring an audio animatronic Walt Disney. Disney's Animal Kingdom in Orlando will see new attractions in the Tropical Americas expansion, including an Indiana Jones adventure and an Encanto-themed ride. These investments aim to bolster Disney's parks as a reliable profit engine, contributing 60% of the company's recent operating profit. Now on to sports. Steph Curry has once again dazzled the world, securing an Olympic gold medal with a stunning performance in Paris. Known for his incredible three-point shooting, Curry led Team USA to victory against France, delivering a series of remarkable long-distance shots that left even his teammates in awe. In his first, and likely last Olympics, Curry scored 24 points against France, following a stellar 36-point game versus Serbia in the semifinals. His unforgettable display, capped by his signature night-night celebration, solidified his legacy as the best shooter to ever live. In local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Marlins 7-6. And tonight, the Padres are at home to take on the Pirates. In top news, the Internal Revenue Service is intensifying efforts to target high-income individuals who have not filed tax returns. This year, the agency sent compliance letters to those earning $400,000 or more in years without filed returns, including some earning over $1 million. The IRS advises immediate action to avoid penalties and enforcement measures. Non-filers making less than $400,000 may also receive notices. This non-filer initiative focuses on missing returns from tax years between 2017 and 2021. The unpaid tax amount is estimated to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. In business news, venture capital firms are projected to raise under $200 billion in 2024, a 48% drop from the industry's peak in 2021. This downturn has led to downsizing and fewer promotions, frustrating younger investors. Fierce competition for deals has intensified office politics, with many investors growing disillusioned. Rising interest rates, delayed initial public offerings, and a slump in public markets have hit the industry hard. Frustrations that were manageable during the bull market now seem like deal breakers. Many investors are considering leaving the industry as opportunities for growth diminish. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $58,600. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Solana is $143. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Does jewelry and big hair slow down Olympic runners? Even a little added weight and air drag can make a measurable difference. According to one physics expert, if it makes you feel strong, go for it. Olympic athletes spend years perfecting their performance, including their lightweight uniforms. Yet, at the Paris Olympics, Noah Lyles of Team USA won the men's 100-meter sprint while wearing a hefty diamond-studded chain and a large Omega Speedmaster watch. The physics suggests that added weight could slightly reduce acceleration, but the difference is minuscule. Similarly, voluminous hair could increase air drag, but again, the impact is minimal. If accessories boost confidence, athletes should go for it. And in entertainment news, Deadpool and Wolverine has crossed the $1 billion mark at the global box office, becoming the newest member of the Billion Dollar Club. This Disney Marvel sequel, starring Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, has grossed approximately $500 million in North America and over $500 million internationally. It is the second release of 2024, following Disney's Pixar hit, Inside Out 2, to surpass this milestone. Directed by Shawn Levy, it is the first Marvel Cinematic Universe film featuring characters previously licensed to 20th Century Fox, marking a significant win for the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and businessman, Thomas Edison. And he said, "Our greatest weakness lies in giving up. The most certain way to succeed is always to try just one more time." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.